Exercise 2, page 109.
Louise, as a world-famous actress, I'm sure you're offered many parts. What made you decide to take the part of Elizabeth I?
Actually, Tom, I was a bit scared when I was offered the role. I don't usually make historical dramas. Playing someone who helped shape English culture in so many ways was quite daunting.
Yet the film turned out to be a blockbuster, didn't it?
Yes, but that was totally unexpected. What made this better than previous versions was the amazing screenplay. It gave great insights into Elizabeth's private as well as her public life. The screenwriter, Helen Rubins, researched her subject for years to get it historically accurate.
Well, that makes a change, Louise.
Yes, for once there was no Hollywood interpretation of the facts. Even the costumes were made, as far as possible, as they would have been in Elizabethan times. No synthetic materials were used, and no zip fasteners.
Apart from the film's superb cast, script, and costumes, I love the music. It sounds so authentic.
It is. They used genuine antique Elizabethan instruments, and writing and arranging the music score took longer than it did to make the film.
Wow! And what about the realistic film sets? Were they difficult to create in a studio?
In fact, we were lucky enough to do all the filming in real royal palaces. Some of them where Elizabeth I had actually lived or visited. That also gave the film an authentic feel.
Louise, many thanks for talking to us today.